Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. Congressman Mike Thompson has been appointed as the chair of a House committee tasked with addressing gun violence in our nation. The Gun Violence Prevention Task Force is comprised of Thompson, along with 12 other representatives from across the country, appointed by Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. The task force will hold a series of town hall meetings to solicit public input. Thompson held the first of three town hall meetings in Napa last night, with a second meeting scheduled for tomorrow night in Santa Rosa. There are two other California representatives on the task force, Jackie Speier and Grace Napolitano. Thompson said the group will focus on ways to reduce gun violence while protecting the Second Amendment. A traffic stop conducted by a Garberville area CHP officer yesterday led to an arrest for marijuana possession. The CHP reports that the officer was en route to a report of a vehicle collision on Old Briceland Road, a collision that the officer never found. While driving with his window down, the officer smelled the strong odor of marijuana coming from a pickup truck towing a trailer, and he initiated a traffic stop. A search of the trailer turned up about 60 pounds of unprocessed marijuana, and the driver, Chester Clark, was arrested and booked on cultivation, possession, and transportation charges. On Wednesday, December 12th, Arcata police responded to a call of a single vehicle collision on Erickson Way in Arcata. Officers found the vehicle in an equipment yard where it had collided with a segment of temporary bridge being stored there. The driver, 34-year-old Kenneth Moylanin, was found dead inside the car, and the collision had happened several hours before the wreck was discovered. A toxicology test done on Moylanin's body revealed that he had a blood alcohol level of nearly twice the legal limit at 0.17. The National Weather Service has forecasted more rain showers into the evening as another winter storm moves through the region. We can expect more rain along with hail, which will make roadways very slick. Be prepared, slow down, and allow yourself room to stop when traveling behind another vehicle. And Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a shooting incident and are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect, 26-year-old transient Baracal Ruiz. When deputies reached the scene at the Discovery Inn in Ukiah, they contacted a woman who was staying there, and she reported that she had exited her room and saw a man rummaging through her car. The woman said she confronted the man, later identified as Ruiz, and that a brief physical altercation ensued. The woman then reported that as Ruiz was walking away from the scene, he pulled out a small handgun and fired two or three rounds, which struck her vehicle. Ruiz has been added to Mendocino County's Most Wanted list and is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information about the incident or Ruiz's whereabouts is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we mentioned in the last segment, Congressman Thompson has been appointed to chair the Congressional Gun Violence Prevention Task Force. Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey believes that by applying laws already on the books is a better place to start when talking about controlling gun-related violence.
The gun is an instrument that is designed as a tool. I think there are some that are in our society, that in our civilian society, that probably don't need to be there, but a small amount. I think the biggest problem that we have is that the current laws on the books, the ways of dealing with those that have violated simple gun laws, are not being prosecuted to their fullest. And I'm not just talking about locally, I'm talking statewide, nationwide. I think we have laws on the books that just need to be enforced.
The Congressional Task Force sent out letters to local law enforcement asking for their feedback on gun violence, and Sheriff Downey received the letter and responded.
I stayed away, and I will stay away from infringing upon our Second Amendment rights to a point. I mean, what I said in the letter is we need to identify people that have this propensity and then deal with the person and not blanket it as all guns are bad. But again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. I think there are some assault style weapons that are truly assault weapons that maybe shouldn't be in the hands of the average person. But what happens is they're going to take this assault gun ban and they're going to broaden it to the point that many weapons that don't belong in that category could end up in that category. And that is a concern.
Congressman Thompson has already stated that banning guns is not an answer, but regulating who can purchase guns and ammunition is a key first step in addressing the issue of gun-related violence. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.